entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 150, the special episode. We're joined by Leighton, of course.
Yep.
And we've also got Jeffy in the studio. Jeffy is a blogger that blogs about more important things than what we discuss, more life things.
Right. And he also discusses them more deeply than what I would guess we would discuss.
I'd say it's up for debate, okay. But I'm open. Yeah, that's a possibility as well. So, Jeffrey, it's good to have you here.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Yeah. And it is Tuesday, September 13th, 2016.
Don't know if you guys noticed it, but we did a short Facebook Live video that didn't go as well as it could have. We thought we could stream the podcast. It ends up you can only stream from a mobile phone app. So you can't do it from an iPad. You can't do it from your desktop computer. However, we do have Jeffrey here, and he has a Windows 10 laptop, and he was able to get it to work with the Facebook app for Windows 10, which is a universal app for mobile, tablet, and desktop.
Yes.
So he helped us game the system, but we were kind of running behind time, so we decided to scrap streaming it this time. But that is something we're working on for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So if you enjoy tuning in and watching, you can do that. Obviously, the podcast will still always be available as it is.
Oh, yeah. That's not going anywhere.
No, definitely not.
Nope.
And if you're joining us for one of the first times, the French Press Podcast is a conversation you might have around a cup of coffee, maybe at a coffee shop with some friends. It varies over a range of topics, like Leighton's new dating life.
Yeah.
Like some nerd news, just some stuff, some interesting news out there. And then maybe what Jeffrey's working on his blog. Sometimes we bring in other local guests, like a local teacher, Mr. Dave, who always has a weird story from history, which is phenomenal. You guys can go back and listen to some previous episodes with Mr. Dave in it. In fact, the last one is titled, Who Discovered America with Mr. Dave? So it's just a great insight on
how Dave just
he helped discover America.
I always, you know, I always wondered how he's so good at teaching history, and now I know why.
Oh, now we know.
He was there.
So let's get started with Leighton. You were gone this weekend visiting your girlfriend, and you were a little self-conscious about the sunburn on your face.
I was.
You thought she'd maybe, you thought your appearance might be a barrier?
Well, it's just, it's not a good trend to start because, you know, she saw me once since we've been dating. At that point, she had seen me once. And, like, I looked normal. And then, like, the second time she sees me, oh, he's got a little bit of, like, redness in the face. And he has, like, two minor blisters forming on the end of his nose. And it's just, it's, like, how bad am I going to look the third time she sees me? You know, it's just not a good trend to start. That's mainly what I was worried about. Starting bad trends. I don't like to start bad trends. I want to start good trends.
Hashtag the dangers of welding.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
So tell us about the weekend. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was a little bit bittersweet because her great grandmother passed away, and it like worked out perfect because, you know, I had already had off for work. From work, already for that weekend, and since like, and she wanted to go to the funeral, and you know it would have been nice if I could be there at the funeral as well. So it went, it quickly turned from a just weekend hang out with her at Hillcrest to a weekend going on a road trip with her, and let me just say, I mean, it went great, but like road trips in any relationship that you're in, whether it's your friend, whether it's your girlfriend, whether it's your family, doesn't matter who it is, road trips are the test for a relationship. Like, you're crammed in a small vehicle, well, in a vehicle, isn't has to be small, but it's a fly. It's a chunk of metal flying at a high rate of speed, and it's there's a lot going on, and at the same time, not near enough going on to actually keep you entertained. At least that's usually what happens. But also bodily functions get in the mix. You know, maybe you start to realize that, you know, you might have made mistakes going into this road trip. Like, why did I eat those spicy wings last night? Mm-hmm. Why do they have to affect me now that I'm in the vehicle for 10 hours? Why does it need to come out? Like, there's just a lot. There's a lot of things.
Is this what was going through your mind or Carrie's mind?
Thankfully, neither of our minds, because neither of us had eaten spicy wings the day before. But I'm just saying, things can go south.
It could have happened
quickly on a road trip.
That reminds me. I was thinking about a bit for the podcast. I was thinking the bit would be, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Oh.
And then, like, you were kind of going through that scenario.
Yeah, the worst scenario.
Yeah. But thankfully, the worst scenario didn't happen.
No. In fact, I would dare to say that the best scenario happened. It was just a great...
How long of a road trip are we talking?
We're talking, like, 10 hours, 11 hours.
Whoa. One way.
One way.
So,
we didn't ride back, sadly.
Okay.
It's just... I went from Hillcrest, picked her up at Hillcrest... And then drove over to Georgia. Yeah, all the way to Georgia. Montezuma.
When did you get back?
I got back midnight last night. So midnight Monday night.
I wondered because I looked you up on Friend Finder because I was curious. I was doing a podcast here mm-hmm. last night and you weren't here. And I thought, I wonder what, and it was pretty late. I was wondering, where's Leighton at? So I looked you up and I saw you're in southern Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought... shoot, I bet he has a job down there. He's staying overnight, probably for a few days. So I texted you like a responsible podcaster would and asked, hey, are you going to be able to podcast tomorrow night? And of course, I didn't get a response.
I was busy.
Driving?
Well, also talking.
Oh. Mm.
Driving and talking, yeah. It keeps my phone occupied. But yeah, it was overall, it was a really, really... great time. Not many couples could say that their second date was a road trip. I can. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Is there anything else you wanted to tell us?
Yeah. Something great that happened. Okay. So it was me and Carrie in my parents' vehicle because that's what I used to drive down. And then her sister Carmen and her boyfriend, we were following them. They were driving Carrie's car, and we were following, maybe 100 feet behind on the highway, going about 70, actually more like 83 miles an hour. we were following behind, and everything's normal, whatever, we're just cruising, and suddenly a hawk comes swooping down right in front of Carrie's car. And we're like watching this. And it was perfect because this hawk like comes swooping down and like disappears for a split second because we can't see the front of the vehicle. Like we're seeing it from behind. Swooping down and Gordon's driving Carrie's car and swoops down in front of the vehicle, disappears for a half second, and then goes flying straight up into the air. And it's completely stiff, like, does not move. But it's still...
How are its wings, like... Are they wrapped tight to its body, or
no,
are they outstretched?
No, the one is, like, kind of... Imagine a bird doing sort of, like, with its right arm, doing, like, a, like, flexing bicep.
Okay.
Like, that kind of thing, like... almost like a fist raised. And then the other arm doing the mirrored opposite. So like a flexing
so like
fist down.
Half a Nazi symbol.
Yes, exactly.
So in other words, bird Pilates.
Yes. But it was holding the pose.
Ah.
the whole time. It looked great. It goes flying straight up. Well, it doesn't fly, but it just the velocity carries it up.
Okay.
Straight up, like, because it banked off the car. And it's completely stiff in its Pilates position. And it, like, still, it's so light that it still floats.
Okay.
And, like, me and Carrie can just, like, watch it kind of gracefully, like, sail back. And it almost landed on top of our vehicle. If we would have been, like, just a little bit further behind or just going a little bit slower, it would have just, like, boom, like, landed dead on our vehicle. But it was just, it just, like, gracefully, doo, and gracefully just floated back. Never to be seen again.
So it was dead.
Oh, for sure. Oh, it was awesome. It was just amazing how quickly it went from
now did it life, swoop
like swooping in to like totally dead in half a second.
Did it swoop in almost like it was going in to pick up a prey, or, yes. Or did it more drop like a rock?
It swooped in like from the side.
Okay,
like it was a very low side swoop. And as soon as like, we saw that whole thing, like 20 seconds later, Gordon calls my phone. He's like, did you see that? It was awesome. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, what?
Wow. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was great.
Why don't we do our single thought?
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I didn't mention this at the opening, but... we've got a special one for you today. If you're not depressed about a life spent alone, stick around. We'll get you there.
One day in third grade, I looked across the room and saw this cute girl. Passed her a note. I slipped her a note. And she received the note and read it and wrote down a response. And I was just about to get the note back to read the response when, alas, it was snatched away by the teacher. My hopes were raised when she read my message. Do you think I'm handsome? But then they were crushed when I heard the response. No, I do not think you're handsome.
It's okay.
I need to stop vaping.
What a wonderful single thought.
Man. That was dramatic.
It was.
I feel like that carried a lot more emotion than our normal single thoughts do.
Well, that's what single thoughts do.
Excellent performance, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
I'm impressed.
And just to be clear, that this wasn't, and it was true, however anonymous. It was not Jeff.
It was not me.
We just hired him to be our vocal actor today.
Thankfully, my response to that question was much more promising.
Mm, definitely.
Do you have a personal story on such a note passing?
I do not.
I don't believe, did any of you ever pass notes in school? Actually, let's not talk about this. I just had a brain fart.
You did. I didn't want to talk about it.
Well, I did not go to school during my elementary years. I was homeschooled, so passing notes was like not a thing.
You would have passed it to your sister, and that's just, yeah.
It would have been really awkward.
I never passed notes because I hated writing.
It was too much work.
It was too much work.
the barrier to passing a note was just too great.
I would have been just like, hey, do you think I'm handsome? No? I didn't like you anyway.
All right, we got Layton's story out of the way. We got our single thought out of the way. We've got our nerd news coming up relating to iOS.
Nerd me, Ruben.
Well, however, that's just a tease.
And we also have a rant.
Oh, I didn't even know about this.
I have a personal rant.
Good.
To talk about.
Good.
It is also tech related.
Then let's first talk about your blog post. Jeff is a blogger over at thelightonmypath.com.
Yes.
And he's got articles there ranging from going through different Bible translations, talking about how they're put together, what kind of what they go after. They go after word-for-word translations or ID translations, etc. And it's really, really great article. That's one of his first ones. More recently, he's been talking about music and from a conservative Mennonite aspect.
Yes.
And you don't even ask people to agree with what you're saying. You just point out some of it is just fact-based. This is different parts of music, what they are.
Right.
And then some of it's also opinion-based, where you give your personal opinion about music mm-hmm. and your preference.
Yeah, and I try to, in most of my blog posts, I try to steer away from my opinions and just bring in biblical concepts and applications to daily life. However, when you're talking about the morality of music, you can't really make that a strictly biblical thing. I mean, there's a lot of personal opinion, personal belief, conviction that comes into that too. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And that's what this most recent post, is it out yet?
It is not out yet. I am planning on releasing it either tonight or tomorrow, depending on when I have room. I was about ready to release it last night, and then I realized that there's a lot of things that I would rather switch around. So I've been doing a lot of moving around with it and trying to make it more refined.
But right now you have three posts out now about music.
Yes.
And this fourth one will be the final one?
The fourth one will not be the final one. The fourth one is the final theological one. The fifth one will just be a statement of my personal music standards, basically a culmination of all of them, combining all the things I've talked about and using those as a background for my personal convictions.
Okay, and this fourth post is about the morality of music.
Yes.
Can you just give us a brief synopsis of the morality of music?
Yeah, so basically my whole point in this post is, I know music in and of itself, notes, rhythm, whatever, is not necessarily moral, but just as language in and of itself is not moral, but can be used in an immoral way, I believe music is the same way. And I'm basically going through and pointing out different ways that music can be used, or that I believe music can be used in an immoral way. Yeah.
I think, I mean, after you're done with all of this, to maybe put it in a more practical way, I think it would be really good for you to, like, release, like, a playlist of, like, your favorite songs.
Of my favorite songs.
Yes. I would
love that, too.
It would be great. But.
Okay, so you've already gotten some flack from people.
I have gotten flack both ways from people.
Really?
Well, then you at least know that you're at least
generally
you're right in the middle of the road.
Right. And actually, I had gotten some flack from somebody at work who had listened to our previous podcast about music, and he was like, he comes in my office the weekend after, and he's like, okay, we need to talk about music. Oh. We never did then, and I am generally trying to avoid this conflict, which I know we'll have over some of these things. But it is, I've gotten flack that way, and I've gotten flack the other way too. So yeah,
okay. I'm not surprised you've gotten flack from the side where all music is good and that side of it. But what flack have you gotten from the side on the more conservative side?
Well, less flack and more disagreement, let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
Because generally, people that are more conservative, thankfully, I have not been attacked by any of them. Well, I haven't really been attacked by either side, but...
No death threats.
They're generally a little bit more reserved about their opinions, and I just kind of know that they disagree with me, but they don't really say anything, which is maybe a fault on both ends, but yeah.
All right, well, do check it out, thelightonmypath.com. Do you have a Facebook page?
I do not. I just post them to Facebook via my personal profile. I also post them to Google+ and Twitter.
Okay.
Man, he is socially active.
He is.
That's right.
Whoa.
My Twitter handle is @jdevmiller. Facebook page, Jeffrey Miller, and Google+, also Jeffrey Miller.
You can follow his playlist on Spotify. Oh, wait, you can't. But it would be cool if you could.
You will be able to. No, that's. I think we'll have to request that you have a playlist the next time you come on the podcast.
I could do that actually on Google Play. I could.
And it give can't. A playlist. You can't just pick songs that you know would be generally accepted by everyone. I want you to pick from artists that people on either side. Pick some really maybe some acapella music, but then pick some music that you know some people some would have some on problems there. With.
So you're saying pick some, a melodious blend of Oasis, Corral, and
put some dissonance heavy, in
Twisted
there.
Sister.
Oh,
I don't know who she is.
The
but,
twistedest. But some sisters.
Metallica.
Some dissident music.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of syncopation.
No, but I could do that. That would be interesting for me as well.
I don't think that you actually need to put like controversial artists.
Oh, no, I do.
Because I know I wouldn't. And that's why I say I don't think you should or you need to. Don't feel obligated to it anyway.
Yes, if you want to come back on the podcast.
Oh, my word. We're going to like commit mutiny here. Ruben, we finally have someone to replace Eric. I know. Like a really good prospect. What? And you just want to shoo them away for a playlist?
What you should do, rather than this playlist idea, is choose a song or a several songs and have each of us evaluate them and say what we think about them.
Ooh.
That'd be kind of fun. That'd be good. For your next post, when you come back on, we'll each have maybe three songs. And
that's too many for each. That's 9 songs total that we all need to evaluate.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. It needs to be from a different genre. It can't just all be
maybe two
your CCM
from
music.
Maybe two from each.
Okay.
Or, I mean,
who says it's going to be CCM? It could be hymns.
It could be one
because
from each person, too.
Just of what you said, you're going to pick something very non-controversial that you'll know you won't get any potential flack
really,
for.
Really enjoy Beethoven's Fifth.
I pretty much think, Ruben, that you would pretty much agree with any music that I bring to the table.
Oh, I know I would.
Therefore, I think it should be you bringing the music
fine
to the table.
Fine. I'll bring 3 songs.
You do that.
Okay.
Okay.
And we will slaughter them to pieces. No,
the syncopation! I didn't like the chord progression. And the total, the timber was off.
The timber was way off.
Timber!
Mid the rush and roar. Okay.
All right, back on track. Let's get back on track. let's talk about the nerd news that came out. So,
yes.
We talked about this last week. Apple released their new iPhone, the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus.
Ruben, do you have your iPhone 7 pre-ordered?
I do have it pre-ordered.
Okay, good.
Because I don't.
I don't either.
You don't have it pre-ordered, Jeff? Shocking.
It is so shocking.
Jeffy is an Android user. But before...
You say that with such disdain.
Yeah, just an Android user.
Before they release a new iPhone, they always release a new operating system, which can be installed on previous versions of the iPhone and iPads, etc.
I have heard good things about
this. The one thing that always annoyed me about using my iPhone is that I get it out of my pocket, and sometimes I just want to see what my notifications were, or maybe even what time it was. And you can do this two ways. You can click the home button, or you can click the standby or sleep button, which is on the side. On the older ones, it was at the top. And if you click on the sleep button or the standby button on the side, you know, you can see your notifications, you can see what time it is. However, it's more handy to press the home button. However, with the fast fingerprint reader that the iPhone 6S had, if you'd click on it, it would immediately go into your home screen.
Your home screen.
You'd have to swipe down to see your notifications if you wanted to see them.
Oh, that's the worst.
It is a small thing, I know. Oh. However, with their new with the new iOS, all you need to do is just lift it, and it will show you what if you have any notifications, what time it is, and that is one of the things I'm most excited about. I know it's a small thing, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I do agree with you, Ruben. That is a very useful feature. The reason I love Android is because...
You had that for a while?
Android has had this for the past year, and it's a great feature. So, I mean, just saying, just rubbing
that
in your face.
It is true. Android often
bit.
Does have features before the iPhone does.
Now, I will admit that iPhone usually does them better than Android when they actually do produce them. Yeah, the reason I like Android over iOS, one of the main reasons, is that they often come out with this new software, technology, whatever, before
anybody
else. They're
the first ones to try it, and then Apple perfects it.
I like to be on the cutting edge.
There's some other new features, too. Maybe the most notable is in Messages. They really changed that up. You can... I'm not even a fan of this, but some, they showed in the demo that you can have stickers that you can move around on the page, and I just I hate stuff like that.
Stickers, but stickers are so great.
I hate stickers. I barely understand emojis. How am I supposed to understand stickers?
Stickers are the emojis of paper.
Business tip. If you own a business, make stickers and give them to your customers for free because it is free advertising.
Okay, am I the only person who does not get stickers?
I understand them.
I don't want to use them.
I like them.
Apple sends stickers.
Yeah, Apple always
sends stickers. Deathwish Coffee sends stickers.
Wait. You're talking about real stickers.
Yeah, yes. Like
no,
real stickers.
I'm not talking about real stickers.
No. I'm talking about real physical stickers real that you
stickers,
can stick on your car.
Real stickers are great. I'm not talking about real stickers. I'm talking about
digital
stickers.
Yeah, I think
digital
that's
digital stickers for digital paper. Ruben, it sounds like you're a digital stickler about this kind of stuff.
One cool thing they did add is you can now draw in Messages. So I'm just demoing this for you guys. Oh, I need to write to someone. So if I'm writing over here, you can click on, there's a little icon, looks like an A, but it's same as their app symbol. And I, you know what, that's the wrong one. The heart with the two fingers. And you can draw stuff on here.
Like a signature type thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's cool. Not something.
Did you just send it to me?
I did.
You.
All right, so I just got this a few hours ago, so I've not used it heavily, but I knew that picking it up to turn on was there, and so that's what I'm most excited.
That is pretty cool.
Just a warning though, if you have iOS 10 and you send the drawing thing to an iOS 8 user, this is what comes up.
Well, it's just an image.
Yeah. It's just an image. Doesn't it usually have like a cool animation?
Well,
that goes
it did.
With it?
I think it animates it for you, like I drew it.
Right, or that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
For iOS 8 users, don't expect anything too huge from that.
The animation idea, I do like that. In that you can draw something that has a intrinsic meaning, such as an inside joke.
Ah, yes.
Whoa. Jeff, anything that you saw? I'm assuming you probably read through some of the iOS 10 features.
I did earlier, although I can't really remember a lot of them. I remember people complaining about how buggy it was when it first came out for developers, and that's about all that I read. That is not the case now, obviously.
They'd really changed up their notifications, and also if you swipe up from the bottom where you have some of your music controls and your controls like Wi-Fi, sleep mode, airplane mode, some of that stuff is updated ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm. Did they do at all a UI redesign?
No. I mean, other than the home screen is different. It's more widgety like Android has with weather and some new stuff.
That is cool.
So there's more of that stuff in there, but not as far as the general layout of it. There is something really cool. If you get the new Plus iPhone, the 7 Plus, there is a optical 2x zoom. So there's actually two lens on it.
On the camera, you're saying?
On the camera, yeah.
On the camera.
On the phone. The 7 Plus has two lens.
Oh.
Side by side.
Lenses.
That is pretty legit. Kyle was telling me about that, and I saw the features, and that was, I'm pretty impressed by that.
Yeah,
I think there'll be other.
It's still not something that I'm not going to get it. I don't like the bigger phone.
Right, and plus, for me and Jeff, we like to use real DSLRs.
Yes,
rather than just the camera. I mean, don't get me wrong, the camera on your phone is like insane compared to what it.
Yeah.
To even professional cameras like 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Does it mean anything to you that in the new iPhone, and I'm not sure if this is if software or hardware, so I'm not sure if my old one would do it with the new operating system or if it's just the new hardware as well, but it will take photos in RAW.
RAW, yep. That's a big deal.
So
That is pretty cool.
That is really neat.
Especially for a media-centered company like Mac.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, yeah,
Apple. So, like I said, I haven't used this a whole lot.
stuff.
I'm getting my new iPhone this weekend, hopefully I'll have some more information for you.
Coming weekend?
I'll get it this Friday.
This Friday?
Yes.
Is that September 16th?
16th.
Wow.
It's all not right. Bad.
Well, once you get it, I can check it out and see if I want to get one or if I just want to stick with this one. I'm just feeling out the waters. You know?
All right. Yeah, you do that.
Okay.
Jeffrey, you said you had a rant.
I have a rant.
What are you ranting about?
I have one word about this rant.
Okay.
If it's
hashtags. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And a lot of you people know what I'm talking about. But
wait, what do you mean you people?
You listeners.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So how many of you have seen a post on Facebook with like 50 hashtags?
Not 50, but at least like 40.
I'm one of the people that puts those posts.
Well,
50 hashtags.
This is all great.
Yes.
Except I think that people, our culture in general, has lost the knowledge of what a hashtag actually is.
Or what its purpose is.
What its purpose is. So a lot of people will say, what's a good example?
Okay, of a legitimate hashtag?
No, of a poorly used hashtag.
Okay,
we should first
to hit the gym, hashtag tired of feeling like it's Monday instead of Friday.
Yeah.
Hashtag missing my early morning coffee, but at least I got my Red Bull.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
But there hashtags, we should just clarify. Some of our listeners, even though they're listening to a podcast, I know there's some people that are over the age of 30 that, you know, might not totally get what hashtags are.
Yes.
And a good use for a hashtag is if you're at a certain place, event, maybe a car show, a fair, something like that, you can use a hashtag and see what other people are saying about that event via the hashtag.
Yes.
Maybe a sporting event, you're watching a football game, you can use that hashtag and see what other people are saying about that sporting event.
Mm-hmm. Or what pictures they're posting.
And when we say hashtag, we're talking about when you post something on social media and you put the pound sign in front of a word or a string of words.
Right.
And there cannot be any spaces in it, but you can have capitalized letters. That doesn't matter. Here's an example of a perfectly used hashtag. I'm looking at Instagram on Death Wish Coffee's page, and they posted a photo that says, "I hope my Monday goes as quickly as my first cup of coffee. Hashtag Monday Blues." Now, what happens with this is when I click
Monday Blues
on my phone, computer, anything, it pulls up a ton of other photos that are related to Monday Blues.
Right.
So when I post a hashtag that says, "feeling so great because I just got out of bed," very likely, when I click that hashtag, it links to nothing. It just shows an empty.
Besides your post.
Right. The whole point of a hashtag is to link it to similar posts.
Right.
Or similar. Yeah.
Whenever I would post something, let's say I would take a picture of like a very
sunset.
A sunset.
A dead eagle.
With an eagle that's flying through it. Over some evergreens and a lake. I like to have my photos seen by as many people as possible. So I will hashtag things that are in the photo so that other people, so let's say someone, hey, goes on Instagram and thinks, hey, I want to see an image of an eagle. And so they search for hashtag eagles and then they will see my photo. Because my photo has an eagle in it.
I always do this with sunset photos. And it's really cool because I can then go and see. I click on hashtag sunset that I posted. And really surprisingly, or not that surprisingly, I should say. But it's really cool to see other photos of perhaps even the same sunset.
Right.
That some of my friends have posted.
Get multiple perspectives.
It's really cool. And you can see, you can see what other people thought of the sunset by how they composed the picture.
One of the greatest fails I've ever seen with a hashtag, when you guys said earlier, a hashtag is the pound symbol with a word or a string of words. And the key is that there can't be spaces in those words. That nullifies the hashtag. Or just use that first word.
Right.
And I saw one post recently that had the hashtag broken up into words.
And it didn't work.
I was just saddened by the lack
of
understanding.
Wait, did it have hashtag behind each of the words?
No, it just had it at the beginning. But the it was a phrase, a phrase that you would use. I mean, it was like, I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
It was Monday Blues, but it just had hashtag Monday space Blues.
And then the hashtag would only link to Mondays.
Monday. Yeah.
Or if it would say the Monday Blues, it would only link to hashtag the, yeah. Which is probably nothing. Or there may be a few.
I feel like there's something out there.
I
want to
go and search
the,
what's underneath.
So here's another example of a bad use of a hashtag. So when you're posting a hashtag, you should probably first know what that hashtag means. So I see a post here, and I'm not trying to bash anybody, but Lock Performance posted something on Instagram, a photo of one of their trucks in a truck pull, and they have hashtag NappleFest16. It's a great one to use this weekend for the Apple Festival.
Right.
Hashtag Lock Performance. Great. Hashtag truck pull. Perfect. Hashtag Transformation Tuesday. Now, this Transformation Tuesday, when I click it, it is a legitimate hashtag. However, it has absolutely nothing to do with trucks or truck pulls, and I see very...
Is it bodybuilders or...
It is bodybuilding.
Or some other kind of transformation.
It is bodybuilding galore or makeup or whatever, and it's really not a good use of the hashtag because when you click it, you don't see anything that's related to what you just saw earlier.
Unfortunately, there are a handful of hashtag the tweets out there.
Oh, my word.
For example, there is hashtag the space King of Queens starts in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
The should never be included in a hashtag.
No.
Just King of, hashtag King of Queens.
Unless it's like the title of...
I guess there's a band called The Dickies, and they have hashtag the space Dickies.
Oh, no. So here's a cool one that's really interesting. Deborah Miller posted a photo of her daughter and said hashtag Brooklyn Grace. Now this is, when I click on that, it's not necessarily pulling up photos of her, but it also pulls up photos of people named Brooklyn Grace, which is actually kind of cool in a way.
Yeah, that is kind of. All right, let's move on to our next topic. The poll, we had a poll last week. The question was, have you ever talked on the phone for more than 3 hours?
Hashtag talking on the phone for more than 3 hours.
Hashtag overkill.
Those are both bad hashtags to use.
Overkill is a bad hashtag because it's so broad.
Right.
However, Layton.
What?
Are you ready for the results?
What are the results?
We have 8 voters.
Whoa.
Have they talked on the phone for more than 3 hours? Out of those... 8, 5 have not.
Okay, so 3 have.
Yes.
And I didn't even vote on it.
Neither did I.
I could have tipped the scales, Ruben.
Well, I would have tipped it right back.
Now, was one of those possibly a Comcast service call or something where you're calling into tech support and you sit on hold?
There is no
forever.
No. Okay. That was not in the context of the conversation. Okay. So, no.
It counts.
No, it does not count.
We're
going to
go technical here.
Technicalities.
Yes.
Hashtag technicalities.
Yeah.
Now I'm just overdoing it. Hashtag overdoing.
Oh, my.
All right, guys. I think we're ready to wrap it up. Did we cover, list, the next poll? Well, let's just go around the circle.
Okay.
From my list, we've covered everything. Anything else from you, Layton?
I just remembered that I was going to make a comment last week's episode, I was going to make a comment about how your family seems to talk about food a lot.
Last weekend, Layton hung out with, we're cousins, but the other side of the family were hanging out.
The side of...
That you're not related
that
to.
That I'm not related to.
We were at my grandpa's cabin.
Yes.
And around the pond. And so Layton and I went over there for the evening. Was it just that evening? I went over there a couple times, but were you just there that evening,
yes.
Friday night?
Well, Friday, like, for supper.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, twice on Friday. Back later then. But anyway, so Layton's there. Everyone knows who Layton is, and he knows everyone.
Everybody knows me. I know everyone.
And what surprised you? I mean, for me, it just seemed like a normal family
gathering.
It
was normal. It was, and I did have a great time. No, the fact that I even mentioned something, and it was probably just by chance, that, like, you and I, we got there, and, of course, it was supper time, so food was the topic of discussion, at least quite a bit. I mean, it seemed to take up the majority of the conversation, was whether it was about, like, a new restaurant that had just recently opened up.
Marinating steak,
all that stuff. And it was good. And, by the way, the steak was really good that we ate, that I ate, at least. So there was quite a bit of food talk going on. And then you and I had left after supper. And we had been gone for maybe 3 hours, 4 hours.
Probably.
3.5 hours, something like that. And when we got back to the campground where your family was staying for Labor Day weekend, once again, food was being discussed. That's the only reason that I said that. I'm sure that while we were gone for those 3.5 hours, other stuff was talked about. I'm sure. And it was probably just by chance that when we got back, they were talking about food again. And it's okay. I just thought it was just kind of amusing.
I know. Next time we're together, I do want to consciously think about that. What is the topic?
You should, like, have a timer on your phone. And you just, like, start the timer whenever food is, like, when the majority of the people at the event, at the family get-together, are participating in a food conversation. Now, that'll take a lot of effort on your part.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
But it would be good practice, because I hear that you're also you're learning how to do analytics. Now, this is about football and not, like, family gatherings. But it would help you, like, sharpen your eye for events and
sharpen
knowing
those
how to
skills
and trends evaluate. And
yeah, exactly.
I'm glad you brought that up. If there are any football fans out there, on our last podcast, which is about Notre Dame football, we had an analyst on.
Now, that's not a French press.
No.
This is a separate podcast.
It's a separate podcast called Irish Sports Talk. It's okay. About Notre Dame football. On our last episode, last night, we had an analyst on from Pro Football Focus. Wow. They're a company that pretty much just does analytics on the NFL and college football. They have articles, and then they also have rankings for NFL players if you do fantasy football. But basically, they have at least two analysts look at every game and break down, they grade each player on every play to see even the different linemen. Like, everything is analyzed and graded out and then compared to the rest of college football. So it's really interesting. If you see a guy that looks like he's screwing up, they have analysts that look at it, and you can get grades from them that will tell you, well, he actually graded out pretty positive.
So they compared him on a curve to the other players of his position.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's very in-depth.
And if you're curious, Josh Adams graded out much, much higher than the other running back from Notre Dame, Tarion Folston.
I'm gathering that was kind of a hot topic.
It was a hot topic preseason, who would be the starting running back. And even after the first two games, some people still weren't convinced.
Okay.
Anyway, we can move on now.
Yeah, all right.
How much time do we have left?
We have all the time in the world.
Ooh.
So it's time for our word of the week then?
We need our poll, and then it's time for our word of the week. Our poll is this. We did a little test. We did a little run with Facebook Live. I'm curious, how many of you would check in on average once a month to glance at that live video? The live video, the way we're seeing it, would be running so that there would be, if you have questions, if you have a comment, we'd kind of glance at it and kind of have more of a real life or live conversation.
Mm-hmm. It would give you a chance to interact with us.
Yeah, right now you can write in and ask questions.
You can give instant feedback, like, hey, that was a great story. Or like, hey, what Jeff's playlist offends me.
This would be great.
Yeah. It's feedback. It's instant feedback. And I really love instant feedback.
Insta feedback.
Hashtag don't insta say feedback. Insta.
So that is our poll question. Will you tune in, glance at it on average once a month?
While you're recording it, right? While you're actually live.
That has to be like
not yeah. afterwards.
That's pretty much every Tuesday.
It's Tuesdays at 6:30 for about an hour.
Right.
And if you would not even stay for the whole thing, but if you would just look at it, if it pops up and would you like just glance at it, see what's going on?
Layton and Ruben are causing a ruckus again on Facebook.
So that'll Layton's be our poll question. Head on over and check it out over on the website, FrenchPressPodcast.com. That's right. You can see Layton. I mean, sometimes he was just flexing in here a little bit. And I have to admit, Layton.
Not bad.
Not bad. I see
these guns.
I see a vein.
No, that's just sorry, that's just a wart.
So thank you guys for listening. I do hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Jeff, for coming on. Guys, check out his website, thelightonmypath.com. And Layton, what is our word of the week?
Word of the week is hashtag.
Oh.